Hello, my name is Della Kopp, Events Manager with CPA.com. Welcome to the Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Kurt Kunzelman from Accounting Suite to our program. Kurt is COO at Accounting Suite, a San Francisco cloud accounting and inventory solution for small businesses and the accountants and consultants that serve them. Previously, he was a reseller for Sage, Intuit, and SysPro, integrating technology for growth companies to meet their long and short-term goals, Numi, Laguintas, Perfect Fitness, Craigslist, to name a few. Prior to his software and business consulting career, Kurt was the 30th employee at an IPO software, QuadraMed, and an accounting analyst in the investment banking at Nations Bank Montgomery Securities, now Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Kurt, do you have any other facts you would like to share with our audience today?
Thank you, Della, and it's a pleasure to be able to speak here. One of the things I want to add to is I do have a music industry background, and that was a previous disruption, which was disruption of the music industry through digital technologies, which many of you can remember as MP3. And with that, it was really fun because we were disrupting the industry, where we're creating more opportunity for the smaller artists. And it was interesting because it created a standardization, it created digital IDs and tracking mechanisms, which will lead to part of the things we'll talk about today. And one of the things I enjoyed in my career was actually I used to teach QuickBooks to small business owners. So that's part of the background that led to Accounting Suite. And because where Accounting Suite came from was to like enable small business accounting for product companies and a platform, because the more I started kind of working with a lot of these business owners, it was like they wanted something on the cloud too. So that's where that came from. And definitely passionate about collaborative supply chain. That's what I really like to talk about a lot. So thank you, Della.
You're welcome. You have a very diverse background, from music to accounting is quite a leap. So yeah. I'm glad that you're joining us today.
Well, one of my friends recommended. So my Twitter is actually Rock and Roll MBA. So, and I, in college, a lot of my, friends would call me the rock and roll accountant.
Well, this will be a good segue into your digital background and moving the digital CPA towards future technology. And we want them to become future ready. And a couple of competencies that we look for in three key areas are actually technical skills, progressive business knowledge, and strong leadership. And though it can be said for running any accounting practice, the approach and strategies are distinctly different. A digital CPA is not just using technology, but employing it to transform their business environment to be relevant and futuristic for clients and staff. So Kurt, can you give your thoughts and perspective, as well as the Accounting Suite's perspective, on blockchain and how it can prepare the digital CPA to be future ready?
Sure. This is pretty exciting. So we started dabbling into blockchain around, say, like, I think it was like 2013, 2014. We started integrating with Coinbase back then, and we're actually revamping our Coinbase. And we, on our back end, we built out to 8 to 12 decimals as needed, just so we could prepare for the future of the blockchain. And when you say disruption, it's not always a bad thing, but this is definitely something that will disrupt our industry, right? But in a sense, it will disrupt it in a good way. So it leads to rebuilding the supply chain through like blockchain. And what that does, that actually helps the CPAs, because there's going to be a lot of microtransactions. And these microtransactions, when you have blockchain, are very hard for accountants, bookkeepers, CPAs to track. But with blockchain, it helps keep it organized, and it helps keep it traceable, and it keeps it reconcilable. This the blockchain is going to really transform that. So tax implications, you know, good or bad, it's going to definitely change tax. So it's something for the CPAs to be prepared for. The clients, the small businesses, will be growing, will be able to grow a bit faster through the blockchain. And one thing to kind of note is, really, I think from a CPA perspective, is there's the blockchain and there's the cryptocurrencies, and you know, these things get kind of mixed together and everything. And really, at the end of the day, the cryptocurrencies are there, like the, we'll just say Bitcoin, right? And Ethereum. I mean, we're looking at, you know, a kind of a more secure internet per se. But the blockchain, it's nice, is like, don't necessarily focus on the cryptocurrencies, but kind of try to come back and focus on what the blockchain is, and really just try to get a simple, you know, it's because it's, once it's broken down, it's a simple, it's a somewhat simple concept. It's just that a lot of times everything's focused on the cryptocurrencies, and that's where all the excitement is. I mean, when you hear about blockchains coming, well, it's not coming, it's already here. And companies like KPMG and other large consulting firms, they're already doing it. They're working with companies like Libra, and Jake, you know, Benson, he's been great because he started with Libra Tax back in the day. And now these big companies are like, oh, that's a good idea for the, because there's the tax implications. And you just need to jump on board because it's not going away. That's for sure.
Well, in regards to blockchain then, and working with those accountants, consultants that are looking to become future ready, what advice do you give to them as they start to explore and get into the blockchain philosophy and use of it?
Well, there's the Wall Street Blockchain Alliance, which is has a lot of great information, but also just IBM, you know, Big Blue. If you, they have a whole section of just for blockchain and how it's being used with businesses, right? And they're not like, and what's nice about that is if you look at IBM and what they're doing with blockchain, it gives you a good perspective because it's not about Bitcoin, it's not about Ethereum, it's not about the cryptocurrency. So it takes the CPA away from that kind of, you know, mania, and it helps focus on, oh, this is what blockchain is. Oh, I see. This company over here, they have transactions together. Oh, I see, cool. That makes more sense. And it makes more sense from an accounting perspective because in a strange way, I mean, is the blockchain, in a, really at the end of the day, it's kind of, it's just a different type of accounting. And as you do, as you start getting an idea of what it is, like looking at IBM and Wall Street Blockchain Alliance and things like that, as you start researching that, it's like, oh, and the ideas will start, you know, kind of, you know, pouring through, like, oh, okay, I can see how, you know, I've got client A and client B, I got these clients up here. Oh, I see how they could probably benefit from that.
So your perspective and Accounting Suite's perspective in regards to how it's driving transformation of practice areas, do you want to expand on that any further?
Oh, for sure. And some of this is probably not a surprise, but where it's really going to make the biggest change is in auditing. There's so much that blockchain will do for auditing, which the great part about that is, and also for the transactional bookkeeping, it's not going to put bookkeepers out of business. It's not going to do any of that. But what I can't even fathom what the number is on the amount of auditing that will be automated. But I'm guessing probably 80%. That's just a guess, but those are, you know, and those are numbers that other folks in the industry have kind of thrown out as well. And with the bookkeeping, it's going to really help automate that. And that's a year, as we've been talking to CPAs about, you know, have a value-added business. So when you have that three pieces of the pie of a, you know, CPA firm, you have the transactional business, right? And then you have the tax part of the business. And then you have part three, which is the value add to your clients. And really with, I mean, you think about it, you have what, 29 million small businesses in the US, right? And a lot of times those businesses just, they're so, they're like, well, I want to have a bookkeeper, I want to have an accountant. Well, what they don't end up getting a lot of times is they don't get that value add, right? And so what would make everyone much more successful is when you say, oh, I have a bookkeeper, or I have an accountant, or I have a CPA, it's not just tax, it's not just getting the transactions in. It's, oh, wait, the transactions are now being much more and more automated. Okay, great. Now that pie, that's three pieces, that piece of the pie that's just transactional business, that can shrink. But now the value add of the business can grow, because that's where CPAs really can make businesses successful, is that, you know, the advisory, hey, this is what you should be doing. Oh, look, I noticed that you're gross margins have been really low the last 5 months. You know, that's going to, you know, have you noticed, you know, those kinds of things, like, you know, Ripple, they're coming out with, they have X current technology, and that's going to enable the banks to instantly settle cross border payments with end to end tracking. So now the CPAs will be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we can start working more and more with inventory businesses. And also looking at the inventory side of things, and on that end is the CPAs can start working with those types of businesses and start getting more involved in that kind of digital supply chain. It doesn't mean CPAs have to become operational folks, but they'll be able to start being a little bit more of that digital supply blockchain, we'll just call it, for, you know, because of the subject, because for the, like, the crypto demand is there, but we just haven't, we're just at such an infancy, because these SMBs, these small product companies, they do all this contract manufacturing and things of that nature. So, you know, these like Shark Tank tech companies, all these little companies getting funded, all these little product companies, all these companies on Etsy. I mean, that's a plethora of potential clients that a lot of these CPAs have kind of shunned away, because it's like, oh, whoa, product companies, there's going to be way too much. But now the smaller CPAs as well, the sole practitioners and those type, could actually start taking on some of these clients, because a lot of that work in the trenches that people, like, some CPAs maybe not want to do, be like, oh, you know what, that's being handled now. So that's part of the transformation of the practice that I kind of see that's, like, you know, coming.
So yeah. What do you think the biggest challenge is as you look at blockchain and how it's transforming the profession?
Biggest challenges is probably one of the ones is the fear factor, right? I think sometimes there's a fear factor that, oh no, this is something that's going to take my job, right? And that was something that they thought that was going to happen with MP3, right? Oh no, MP3, like, there's not going to be, now it's like, I mean, you look at a music industry and it's like bigger than it ever was. It's crazy. And then you had the, oh no, there's the disruption, and 10 years later you had disruption in, like, digital media with, like, you know, Netflix and those. Well, same thing here. I mean, this blockchain thing, it's like, let's get past the fear of, oh no, it's not going to take everyone's jobs away. It's actually going to enhance it's going to help you do what you want to be doing with your clients. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges to get through, because, you know, the idea of, like, oh no, it's going to, like, all the auditings, you know, all the, but, like, all the accounting is going to be done because it's already, like, being matched. Well, that's a good thing. And the other thing, the biggest challenge is really, I think it comes back to the understanding of blockchain, because that's where I see the most struggle, to be honest with you, is, like, what is it? It is really the understanding of it. And, that's the biggest challenges so far. But outside of that, I mean, as far as moving forward after there's over the fear and the understanding is the implementation and just I think right now we're still in such an infancy. It's not like there's like, this is best practice, right? Mm-hmm. I think right now, and hopefully this is where the ASCPA can help, is really like building out, even for the sole practitioners, like from sole practitioners to large firms, is the kind of the best practices, how to implement a blockchain into a company, right? And okay. That stuff's being worked on now. So hopefully we can get that to the, go from, kind of top down, like, okay, sole practitioners, small firms, like, oh, here's the guide to how to implement blockchain best practices. I think that's
the guide is always helpful. Yes.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Well, Kurt, thanks for giving your perspective as well as Accounting Suite's perspective on the topic of blockchain and how it's driving the transformation of practice areas for the digital CPA. And again, I appreciate your insight today. Anything else you wanted to share?
Welcome to the blockchain. That's all. And thank you so much for the opportunity to speak today.